The following is presented by Le Sommet Coors Light, celebrity guests, entertainment, and oh, a bit of sports. Every Wednesday night on RDS.
You want those second and third chances, and we all want a second chance to work again. I guess when you put it all together and you've got people that want to prove something and they're hungry about it, amazing things can happen.
George McPhee, he's the general manager of the year, isn't he? Do we have to count the ballots? Do we have to count the ballots for the Coach of the Year? Jack Adams Award for Coach of the Year? George McPhee and Gerard Gallant in the last week, while I was away, were both on off the cuff with Knuckles Nylund and Sean Gamble.
I guess Bill Foley, the owner, was busy.
Along with Rod Francis and Mitch Gallo. Mitch Melnick with you until 7 o'clock. Ray Ferraro on site in Vegas in less than 30 minutes.
Final seconds tick off. Game one in the books. The Knights beat the Capitals 6-4 and take a 1-9 Stanley Cup final series lead.
Michael Farber on Melnick in the Afternoon, brought to you by Morella's Restaurant, with an open kitchen concept, charcoal fire pit, and a wood-burning pizza oven from Napoli. Route 132 next to Poker Palace.
Normally with us Monday evenings a little after 6, Michael is traveling back from Vegas. How you doing?
Well, I have a cold, so my baritone is now a bass, if you're willing to put up with that for the next 15 minutes.
Well, we had to do that with Rod Francis since he got his steroid injections in his throat, but he didn't make it as far down as a bass.
Oh, I'm a bass. I'm second base.
So you got a summer cold. Is this from flying, or was that already?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was talking too much. I was interviewing some players for NBC on Media Day. So they bring me in and ask some questions, and they chop up the answers, and they use them over the course of the next week or fortnight or whatever it turns out to be. So I do some consulting work for them. Do you know I have a very complicated relationship with the Vegas Golden Knights franchise?
What? Why is that?
Well, in March, I was there for a game against New Jersey. And you know that siren they do at the start of the game?
Oh, yeah. They rev her up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was me. I revved up the crowd.
You what?
They asked me to rev up the crowd. I turned the crank.
You did this?
I did.
Why did we not know this?
Well, you know, not...
Did you burn every available copy?
Excuse me. Yes, I have it on my phone.
Oh, man.
For private viewing only. So I must have been a really slow night in the celebrity business. It would make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Devils were in town, so, you know, maybe... They don't draw a big crowd.
Penn and Teller canceled. Get that Farber guy.
Well, yeah. So there you go. So that might be the highlight of my life right there.
Were you able to actually crank it like at full speed?
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, I worry about you sometimes.
Well, I worry about me sometimes, too. But, yeah, so now I kind of have proprietary stake in what happens with this hockey club. And as I suggested on Twitter the other day, you know, you look at the Golden Knights, and if they don't win the Stanley Cup now, it would be like Cinderella trying on the glass slipper, and it fits, and Prince Charming say, yeah, it looks great, babe, but I got to go home to the missus. It's late. So as much as I would like to see some of those players on Washington get a cup, and George McPhee, whom I think is a fine fellow, I'm rooting for the story a little bit.
Yeah. So now your judgment is clouded forever. Your impartiality is out the door.
Well, you know what? That's what happens when you're retired.
You have a rooting interest.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to have a rooting interest, Michael.
Not really, but it was great fun last night.
I thought so. I know a lot of people, Gallo here, who's significantly younger than both of us, thought it was, and I know a lot of people shared his view that some of it was over the top.
Oh.
But not over the top compared to Vegas.
We're supposed to be the ones that say tisk tisk.
Yeah, I know. Why what's going on here with this?
Yeah, I don't know. I like, when I was watching it, my instinct was I rolled my eyes. That's all. That's not like I'm upset about it or I'm angry about it. I just rolled my eyes. Plus, you know, I tuned in at 8 o'clock, and I didn't get to watch any hockey till like 8:27. So that kind of bothered me too.
Well, it's the opener of the Stanley Cup final. They have player introductions, but all of the games have been starting at 15 after, right? Usually.
Yeah, but the whole thing was so long, I thought they were going to take TV timeouts.
Okay, so it's like 7 minutes longer than, 10 minutes longer than normal.
Well, I'll tell you how people view Montreal. They say, oh my God, they're trotting out the banners and the torch and the whole business. Spare me. So I'm not sure, you know, living in our particular glass house, we're allowed to throw stones at Vegas's.
And it's the opener of the Stanley Cup Final, and everybody's out onto the strip at 8:30 Vegas time.
Yeah,
it's like a double. It's like a double header.
Yeah, no, it's you know, I urge you to go there once if you haven't seen a game, and it's a fun experience. And my goodness, don't you want fun things? And that's what they provide.
And how about the, if we ever had this, maybe back in the 16 league when, who was it? Was it Bruce Norris or one of those dudes actually owned three teams, parts of three teams once?
Yeah, actually he owned two and had a stake in the third, yeah.
Yeah. So here's George McPhee in the Stanley Cup Final, and he's built both teams basically.
77% of the players in the series have George's thumbprints on them. Obviously everybody in Vegas, and I think there are 13 players on the Washington roster that he was there. I was teasing him the other day. People forget that he was GM of the Caps when they did get to the final in 98, swept by Detroit, and that was his first season. That was a team that David Poile had built, and now first season in Vegas. So I said, you know, 98, first time here, first time. Was it this beginner's luck with you? And George laughed. He's a really intense guy. Do you remember him much as a player?
He was as tough as they were. It might have been pound for pound, you know, since we're talking Vegas, pound for pound, the among the best fighters of his day.
Well, he was 5 foot eight and a half, maybe 170 pounds, and he was a wild man. If you go to Drop Your Gloves or hockeyfights.com, you'll see, who did he fight? Oh, Dave Brown. Twice. He fought Marty McSorley. He fought Tiger Williams in an exhibition game. He fought John Kordick. I mean, he
didn't pick his spots.
Oh, he was a middleweight fighting heavyweights. And he was incredibly intense. I mean, Montreal had the other McPhee, Mike McPhee at the time. And George was this runt playing for the Rangers who almost got himself killed. In fact, Brian McClellan, his old teammate and the other GM in the series, was telling a story about him trying to punch up at Dave Brown. Because Dave Brown was probably 6'3", 6'4". And he says, I thought George was going to get killed. George was as intense a guy as you would have ever seen. And he remains so, even though he's very soft-spoken. When he sits in his booth as a GM, sometimes you'll see Kelly McCrimmon, his assistant, there. But George gets so uncomfortable, you really can't sit with him. Occasionally I'm at games and the GM will invite me to sit with him for a period. That's not George. I mean, George is just so wrapped up in it that he has to be left alone.
Sent on back for Ovechkin and a shot. Kick back out. And a rebound. It's gone! Tom Wilson is back to England, and his shot is directed for glass. Another try in front. Bounce rail score! Tie game again! It is Reeves!
How about that, Michael? Back-to-back goals by Tom Wilson and Ryan Reeves in game one.
Yeah, Tom Wilson, speaking to him, described his job, actually a line he borrowed from Barry Trotz, is, my job is to keep the flies off Ovechkin and Kuznetsov. Yeah, that's pretty clever. And he had a reasonable year. He's one of the Probert types. He doesn't fight as often as Probert did, different era. Who can play first line? A guy who grew up in Toronto, a high draft choice, grew up basically what we would consider downtown, young in Eglinton, and has made his way onto that top line. Ryan Reeves is an even better story. I mean, Pittsburgh signs him. They want this guy because he is going to protect Crosby. Couldn't even last a whole year. I was surprised when Vegas picked him up, and he scores the goal in game seven, which is remarkable, and then scores a goal last night. An extraordinary impact from these two guys, good and bad. Tom Wilson has a problem a little bit like Marchand. He knows where the line is. crosses it. I don't think he did last night. I think it was clearly a penalty. I don't see a suspension coming out of it at all. It took him a while to get that penalty right. Reeves plays kind of the same way. How did he get separation on his goal? Well, he cross-checked Carlson, got some space, and scored the goal. So got away with it. But clearly Wilson's the more skilled player, but they're both having an impact.
They're on a collision course here, right?
Well, yeah, I suppose we'll see something. I thought what Wilson did in Game 7 with Coburn was ridiculous. At the time, if I can crank the Wayback Machine, scores 1-0. The puck is in the offensive zone, coming out of the penalty box, settling a score with Braden Coburn. To me, that's selfish, and I don't like selfish plays. He was fighting really for himself and for whatever grudge he had and whatever had gone on a few minutes earlier with Braden Coburn. Made no sense within the team concept, and I hope somebody gave him a good talking to.
Righty. I want to finish up with the NBA in just a second, but I'm thinking back to watching that game, and we've seen Tom Wilson, like, he when he loses it, he's out of control. Who was the linesman he manhandled? Was it Johnny Murray?
Yes, with the, yes it was.
He was. You know, he should have got a misconduct for that, and they showed great restraint. I thought he was so hot, Michael, that he needed to, I thought it was better that he get that out of his system in a scrap than doing what he does occasionally, and that's headhunt.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I just looked at the score, looked at the importance of the game, and looked at where the puck was, basically negating a scoring chance. And if you have those kind of anger issues, you got to have a way to deal with them.
How close did you feel to getting over the hump this time against the Warriors?
One half of basketball.
Not yet.
Durant throws it to Curry. Curry middle of the floor. Looks to the floor. Yells. Shakes hands with Capella. They give him a hug. The clock runs out.
Warriors 101. Harden and the Rockets 92. Here we go again beginning Thursday. Warriors and Cavaliers in the NBA Finals.
Well, I'm watching Boston play Cleveland in the halftime. I think, Celtics are going to win this. Nah. I mean, we should have known. How could I have deceived myself? Last night, third quarter, I said, yeah, Houston's good. Nah, can't believe that either, because then they started bricking it up, 27 threes missed in a row, and this is how Houston plays. It's all pick and rolls, and it's all threes, and when you are as cold as Houston was at home, that was that, and it's a long-running series now, and it's great theater. And somebody from the NHL made this point to me today. Why the great teams in the NBA and the great NBA players are different. This person said that if you watch Sidney Crosby make a really skilled move that very few guys can do, Crosby might pull it off 40 to 50% of the time. Other guys might pull it off 10 to 15% of the time. You look at LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, they will do it 80 to 90 to 95% of the time. They rarely miss the kinds of things they do. And that's what makes the NBA so appealing, other than the fact that you see these guys on the court all the time. The ball will go through their hands. You can see their faces if you're watching on TV. If Crosby's on the ice for 20 or 22 minutes, the puck is on his stick, what, a minute? So it's different. So it's a star-driven world and a star-driven league. And as unwatchable as I can find the NBA at times, it produces stars like nothing else.
27 missed threes
in a row? In a row.
Is that a record?
It should be if it isn't.
Rod, you track stuff like this, or were you just all on hockey last night?
Well, and in an era, Michael, where it's all about long-distance shooting, that's what we see in 2018. It's the ability to go with an aerial attack, and if you show that kind of ineptitude, frankly, you don't deserve to win.
Well, if you go back in the history of sports that we're familiar with, what are the biggest changes we've ever seen in the nature of the game because a rule was changed? One, football, the forward pass. I would argue two, a three-point shot in basketball. Completely changed everything. It was brought into professional basketball here by the American Basketball Association. You remember those guys?
I do.
The red, white, and blue basketballs.
Great league. Great fun.
Yeah, it was great fun. And if, by the way, if you want to come up with a book on the ABA, Terry Pluto wrote one. He covered it. It's called Loose Balls.
Oh, we had Terry on the air. Yeah. When did we have him on the air? Do you remember? He was talking about Cleveland. Must have been about right. Something about LeBron. Anyway, mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Finish your thought.
And it, beyond the forward pass, a three-point shot completely changed it. When I was a kid playing high school basketball, rule of thumb is best shot is the one closest to the basket. No longer true.
How long does the finals go? 4, 5, 6, or 7?
7.
7? Okay, we'll talk on Monday.
All right.
Take care of your throat. Thanks for doing this. Now you 7? 7? 7?
That's...
No, it'll go 7 days.
That's more likely. Your picture is smile.
The Montreal Impact have hit the field for 2018, and TSN 690 is your official English radio broadcaster. Rick Moffitt and Grant.